This is the Living Lutheran for May 2020. We begin with the editor's note by Andrea Pullman Kulik. As I write this, week 3 of working remotely is beginning. This time of physical distancing has taught me a lot. For instance, even as an introvert needs to be with people, prayers are always essential, especially now for the ill and essential workers. I pray for my husband's safety as he leaves for work and give thanks when he comes home. And my co-workers are doing a wonderful job of adapting so we can continue to bring you this magazine. I'm also learning how seriously our church takes God's call to love, serve, and care for the neighbor. I see this played out in meeting an unprecedented moment, which we feature later. We can't meet physically, but Lutherans are finding ways to be the church together and share God's good news during this time. This love, service, and care are evident throughout this issue. I see it in sacred hospitality. What does it mean to be a sanctuary denomination? Whether you agree or not with the 2019 Churchwide Assembly sanctuary decision, it's hard to deny that this church is full of compassionate people who are trying to find ways to help the neighbor in need. Yes, we care. It can be seen in a congregation's garden ministry for youth on probation, the master gardener who helps feed people, the congregation that erased medical debt, and the North Dakota Lutherans who stood up for refugees. In good times and bad, our ministry continues. We are the church together, sharing the good news, serving, loving, and caring for the neighbor. Thanks be to God.